Begin the Gemara daf and sets the Baba Basra daf Chaf Al. The beginning of my days, begin Tais Master, begin with the Gemara. So for Masa, it's one of the things that it's a loss that cannot be undone. Which says like a Moshe Perish, because not the way Rashi explains that Kaisa Seba Tayyar Batayis. That if he writes a Torah scroll with an error, because it ends up said Lahadar, that's not a loss that cannot be undone. Because you could edit the Sefer Torah. Look at the preachers. Well, rather, like we explained previously, on the Manal Tabas Masefer, there's Kaisa Shtar, some of the rights documents. And if you made a mistake, it's a loss for the other party. But continuing the Kitaz beginning the Gemara, Mikra Dardiki, and the teacher of young children. Pesh Bukunji Rashi explained, Baha Makabal and Baha Matsidav Koftezim and Alv, that Mesid Lahadra, the reason why it's a loss, they cannot be a Dabashan, the Bishabeshta, because when the teacher makes a mistake, even the Al, once that mistake goes in, it went in. So it says, because it's difficult to read, because the Rabba Gufe, this Rabba who's teaching his teaching, Islay Lael, he was quoted previously in the Shabeshta that when there's a mistake, Mamela Nafka goes up by itself. So how could he himself teach this idea? So Ben Marie Dari says, no, the reason why it's a loss that cannot be undone is the Isa Shosh Malamalahem, Tois, at that moment when he's teaching them a mistake, he must battle him, they're wasting time, because they're not learning the truth. But Isa Shosh in Yuchem Lazalayim. And that moment, when they could have learned, it will never come back. Like it says, must begin the word of the Gemara Shasala, a planter. The Tema says, begin to say, my Pesedek, what type of loss is there that cannot be done? E Yavsid, because of loss, Yashama, just pay him back. Bisham Tesla, we can say, is the Inim Avsid, no, he's not really causing a true loss. E Losha Peshe, he's negligent. She Inim T is Gedalus, that it's just that the saplings are not going to grow commercial Ruiz Lagadala like they're supposed to grow. So he's not going to be compensated because he did his job, but it was a bad job. And if it's a Pesed Lahada. That we have to distance the one who's fishing next to someone who already was fishing right before. Now, although Rabbi Tam explains the B'dabish al-Efka, when it comes to something about ownless like fish, Avila Rosh Lamikri, not considered even a wicked person, where we know the halacha on the map of Bechara, when you're trying to chase something else that someone else was trying to get, you're considered a Rasha, but when it's Hefker, he holds it's not a problem, get down, like when Mishnah says Peah in the fourth paragraph of Peah, when there's the matnas anim of the corner of the field, Pigas Talisa Aleho, someone threw his jacket over it, we remove him, and someone else could go and grab it first, because it's Hefker. Someone sees a found object, but he jumps on it. Someone else comes and grabs it first. The one who grabbed it, he merits. Let me correct. That's called a wicked person. Only in the case of a poor person trying to get a biscuit, someone comes and takes it. That's regarding a purchase. If you won't get profit here, you can go out and get it somewhere else. But in our sugi it's not difficult because although it's something ownerless, and Rabbein Tam says that you see from all those rayas that you can go and grab it out because it's hefker, it's only something that you know you could make profit somewhere else. What are you doing? It'll be here. So here it's hefker fish. So why are we marchikin? However, in many places you find shiyoch lifers mitzudase that you could spread out your net. So why are you coming over here? So even though it's hefker, it would be a problem. But moreover, the hacham nasabekach here, the guy's profession is fishing, and therefore you're pesakta lechivase, you're ruining his bar nasa. Therefore, it's a problem. Now, other meaning parak cheskes about mister dimar says later on down biz nechse kananim, the assets of the kananim are in kimidbers, like a midbar, meaning kolam adzaben zalchaben, whoever could take possession of the non-Jews merits in it. My time, what's the reason? Because Kanani, a non-Jew, Michimata Zuzal Yode, the moment the Jew pays the money, istalikle, so he's not part of the equation, the money just removes himself. V'Yisrael loy kani, and the Jew who bought it doesn't acquire it at the Mata Shtar Yode until the document comes to his hand. So in that that transition, another Jew could come and grab it. Pirsh Rashbam, it's Rashbam explains, Hosam over there, the Yisrael Amarzik, the Jew who takes possession, Rasha Miya Mikri, he is called wicked. Now, the Pesach Rabbeinu Tam, however, a fellow Rosh Lahava, you're not even wicked, because you can't find it somewhere else, like a hefker item, so you're not considered as a wicked person. Now, because of the Rashba, it's difficult to the Rashba. The Gemara says, that Mishkan Lehahu Nachri Besa, that there was a non-Jew who gave him collateral a house, also Rabba went and bought it. Not the Tracy Archie. Shata, so he waited 12 months. Shakal Agar Beisei, so Rav Mar Baruchel went and took the rent of the house. Amtei LeRabbi, he brought it to Rava. So Amalei said to him, "Haidle Matoy Loi Lamar Agar Beisei Ad Hashta." This that he didn't bring the rent till now because the master said, "Stamashkanta Shata collateral is for a year, and I had it. It was supposed to be my collateral for the year." But the matzinar chalisluke, and the non-Jew could not remove him. Now, b'hashta given shekad mecheskes Rav Mori lecheskes Rava, but if the chazaka of Mori came before the possession of Rava, if that's the case, so Rav Mori took possession of the seknaner and kamidbar, because the assets of a non-Jew is like a desert, it's like hefker. Now, so what's the pshat? Why did he give it back to Rava? The imik Rashi was called a wicked person. If you're going to say like Drashbam, okay, as the shab, it makes sense. The whole year writes Lazakis, but he didn't want to merit and be called a Rasha. Of the Pesach Beintem, according to Beintem, that fellow Rasha like Mikri, they not called a Rasha. Am I Lazakh by Rav Mori? Why didn't Rav Mori take possession of it? Kivin, they had to gomer who, since it's totally permitted. Since Tosi Hashem lived in the Mishra, didn't know, but maybe he went beyond the level of the law. Now, Lerivon Nira, according to Rivon, appears the Cheskis Rav Mori, no, because the possession Rav Mori had, Lohoisa, was not really a full Chazak, but was Mashkin, only as collateral. Rabbi Kotman the Mishtar, but Rabbi boarded from the non-Jew with a document, and he married in the Akach Nosabais, and then he gave the money, and therefore that's why he gave it back to Rabbi. I know Tais's condition on Tais Manal, the Maskal, and Hapa Bahulu, Tais Bomazi, and Gimelbe, save the Maskal Nata. Next Tais Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Tanoi, it's Machlis, Tanoi, the Tanoi Bahulu, like Gulen Abraisa, which Tais says, Tim the Rasba, to one to the Rasba, because Amaila Maisi Habraisa or Hamishna, why don't we bring the Mishnah to El that, why don't we prove that from there that Rabbi Yehuda says it's forbidden for the chemenei to mechalik a klois vagoizim, that the meman of shachidu, you look at it, Rabbi Yehuda, you have Rabbi Yehuda to amal loy yichalik chemenei klois vagoizim latinaikis, that poligahach b'raisa, that disagrees with this b'raisa. So it says, b'shem nichal lasuya tanoi, the pligi behed yibach, maybe just wanted to find explicitly that they disagree in the exact case of Rabbi Huna. But you're right, we could have brought the concept already previously. Next test, Mata, begin the words, but that does not apply by a teacher meaning one of the things that we said that you cannot, that they could be, they could force, is not to have a school teacher. Which, but didn't we say Malamat Tunaikis is one of those things that they can protest? So it nearly appears to read the Malamat Tunaikis Nachamai. We're talking about where it's a teacher of young non-Jewish children, which Tosfos says that b'lei tachin, that's not possible. Igaris Lael, if the Giris of previously on the Man Aleph was Echem Ne Mavoi, one of the members of the Mavoi, to make me lay, because we explained over there as the Bachez on the word Lael, b'tinaikis nachrim, that these were non-Jewish children, ma'akman la b'nei Mavoi, and the people of the Mavoi. If someone wants to become a Lamatunaikis, that they could stop him. We explained there was talking about Tunaikis Goyim, and they could stop the person, the same mother, from teaching non-Jewish children. He was saying that you cannot be ma'akiv on the Bochur Kamer, but he was saying to Lashchenoi in Kafeu, but for the neighbor, you can't force him, which is not like what we said before. Now, even Shem Glil, who disagrees that you could stop even from the Shachin, he doesn't disagree with Mishum the Pasuk Lechevasa, only because he's stopping a person's Panasa. Mishum called Tanaikis, but from the sound of the children, Lechayash, he's not concerned. But to me, however, Lafi Mashem Perash El, but according to what I explained previously, they can see that the Gears is Echem Nechatzer, one of the not from the mother, but from the courtyard, well then, Asi Shaper. So then it does make sense. Now, the Mishum Shem Ben Avram Nira, according to Mishum Shem Ben Avram, it appears, Doch, over here, that actually with Tanaikis is talking about Jewish children. So how do we answer that? Because even after this takana, but didn't we say you can't be meicha? But didn't we say you can't be meicha? It's different because the kafar yeshu malamet tunekis acher. There is already another school teacher, and the besamach to come and shortly when the Gemara says the midrav huna, the huna agrees by makar dardiki by teacher school children to lem matzamak. No one could protest. Now avkav diu sabakir b'shem liel. Although he also b'shem bingam liel. So you have to say that it doesn't disagree on the Malamat Tanaikis, and that agrees that you cannot be makab on the Shachin. It's only regarding the other things. So it comes out that this Rav Huna agrees by Malamat Tanaikis, you cannot be makab. That's only by the person from the same Mavi. But on the different Mavi, you can be makab, even that it should not become Malamat Tanaikis. Because the time they come and say there's halacha that you could be makab on a person from a different Mavi. But according to the read that the Braise is talking about Tanaikis Goyim, you could say it, the Tanaikis Yisrael, can have Ma'akiv even on someone from another mother. Next time, I'm asked to begin with the word, it's obvious to me, the Bar Mosa, Achriti, Mosa Ma'akiv. that from a different town that you could stop. Now, if Rabbi Yeshua, it's Kirabonis really, holds like the Tanakh come like Rabbonin, and therefore Mibayli is asking Bar Mavoya, the Alma, that from one Mavi onto another Mavi, Imatzim Akiv, if you could stop him. In other words, Ihav Machal Shechena, Ilav, if this is included in what the Tanakh was saying, if it's considered like, so quote unquote, a Shachin or not. And that's Kedah Pirish HaKoyin. This is the way the Rashi explains. And because I say Kaimelon, and this is how we hold Legabe Rav Huna, because the Basruhu, because he's the later, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is the later Amleir, and but that's how we pass it. Next says, about to begin with the words, Gemara B'shech B'kargu D'Halcha L'Matzim Akib, but if he pays the tax over here, then you cannot stop him. Pirish, in other words, that refers to B'nai Ir, the people in the city. B'nai Mavoy, but the people of a particular cul-de-sac, Matzim Akib, they could stop Mishle Yikon, that he should not come into their particular cul-de-sac.